All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Postseason baseball is here and it is tremendously exciting. Two rounds down, two rounds to go as four teams remain for the League Championship Series. I've already talked about the American League Championship Series between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Now it's time to shift over to the senior circuit, and that pits the Chicago Cubs, a wild card team, the final wild card team in the National League this season, taking on the New York Mets, who were the champions of the National League East. Now, the Cubs come into the series actually with a better record than the Mets. Chicago won 97 games in the regular season, while New York won 90. But per the rules, the Mets are the division winner. Thus, they have home field advantage in this series. Now, these two teams are no longer in the same division, and that goes back to realignment back in 1994. But from 1969 to 1993, the Mets and the Cubs both were in the NL East. They had some fierce battles over those years. Still have some quality games with each other. It's just the amount of games that they play on a regular basis, or on a yearly basis rather, has cut down as they only meet for 6 to 7 games per year right now. But you have two teams, a lot of young talent. The Cubs talent, the youth is in their lineup, while the Mets young talent is in their starting rotation. Now, during the regular season, the Cubs swept the Mets. They defeated them in all 7 games. A lot of those games were one-run affairs, but this is a very different Mets club that the Chicago Cubs will be facing right now. But you look at the Cubs led by their manager in Joe Maddon. He always has a loose team, and he always has a team feeling like they're playing with house money. Why? Because he creates that loose environment in his clubhouse. And you look at the youngsters on his team in his lineup: Kyle Schwarber, who had a big NLDS against the St. Louis Cardinals; Dexter Fowler; Anthony Rizzo, who will get going along with Jorge Soler and Chris Bryant. Now, the Mets starting pitching will be up for the task in this one, because like I always say, good pitching always beats good hitting. But for them to be up for the task, they have to bring their A game. And you look at a guy like Jacob DeGrom. He won both games 1 and 5 in the National League Divisional Series for the Mets against the Los Angeles Dodgers. He will not get the ball in game number 1 for the Metropolitans. That duty will fall to Matt Harvey. And you figure Harvey, originally, the Mets had pegged him just to pitch once per round through the arm constraints that were thrown upon him. But I guarantee you right now, with everything that is on the line, if Harvey is pitching game 1, you are going to see him again in this series, because this is not a series that is going to be a sweep for either ball club. But you look at the Mets rotation with Jacob DeGrom, Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, along with Steven Matz, 4 young studs, and they can bring it. And they all have a different sense of the style on the mound, which will not allow the Chicago Cubs hitters to get locked into them. But it's not just about the Mets pitchers in this series. You look at Jake Arrieta, the starting pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, and this is a guy that more than likely will be the 2015 NL Cy Young Award winner, as he has been locked in all season, and especially during the second half of the year, as he has been almost unhittable. He won't be going for the Cubs in game number 1. He'll get that nod in game 2. But their game 1 starter is going to be the veteran in John Lester, the lefty. And it will be interesting to see how he tries to keep this Mets lineup off balance, especially after watching what Clayton Kershaw was able to do to the Mets in game number 4 of the NLDS. But you look at this Mets lineup, and they've been led by Daniel Murphy, their starting second baseman. And this is a guy that single-handedly put this team on his back in the NLDS against the Dodgers, and it will be interesting to see if he can keep the pace with that hot bat of his. But you look at the veterans in this lineup, Yoenis Cespedes. It does not take that much for him to get hot at the plate, and we've seen already this season with the Mets how he can put a team on his back. David Wright, their captain at third base. He had the big hit in game number 1 against the Dodgers, but in the final 4 games of that series, he was unable to get a hit. And he's been fanning a lot at pitches away from the plate. So you want to see David if he's going to be able to get back on track for this club and see where he goes with it. Same thing can be said for the Mets starting first baseman in Lucas Duda. He was another guy who was non-existent in that series against the Dodgers, and Duda is another guy who is extremely streaky. But veteran Curtis Granderson pegging things and pacing things out there in right field for the Mets. He's been through the postseason rodeo before, of course, with both the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. So this is almost sort of a homecoming for Granderson because he is from the Chicago area. His family still lives in that area. And, you know, he's going to have a lot of friends and well-wishers watching the game. More than likely, they'll be cheering for him, but not the Mets overall. But then you look at these bullpens. You have Hector Rondon for the Chicago Cubs leading the way. But the Mets have the luxury of putting two starting pitchers out there in the bullpen. And I'm talking about Bartolo Colon along with John Neese, a righty and a lefty, and they can mix things up. Addison Reed and Tyler Clippard were not effective setup guys in the series against the Dodgers. And for the Mets to come away victorious and advance to the World Series, things are going to have to change for those two. And then, of course, Jerry's Familia for the Mets has been locked down in the postseason. He had two saves, of course, in Game 1 and Game 5. And then he came in Game 3 to shut things down for the Mets in a non-save situation in the ninth inning. This is going to be another epic battle between Chicago and New York on the sports scene. Of course, you know, it's New York-style pizza versus deep dish pizza from Chicago, the Windy City, the Second City versus the Big Apple. You could slice it up any way you want. You have two fan bases that are that feel like they're long overdue for a World Series title. You have the Cubs, who have not won since 1908, and the Mets, of course, who have not won since 1986. It's going to be a good series. A battle of the managers between Joe Maddon and Mets manager Terry Collins. But I'm going to give the Mets the advantage in this series, and I like them in six games to advance to the World Series for the fifth time in franchise history. So, folks, that's just about going to do it, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. This Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.